Devastating 62% cuts in Leicester vote for Socialist Mayor and Council candidate Steve Skaw. Former chair Save Glenfield Children's Heart Centre and Leicester Socialist Party mayoral candidate in Leicester, spending on all council services, excluding social care, has been slashed by no less than 62% in 10 years. This has had a devastating effect. Cuts have particularly hit the most vulnerable. When homelessness has been rocketing, hostels and homelessness services have been cut, and council house building has been almost non-existent. When there has been a dramatic rise in people being forced to go to food banks, often because of cuts in benefits, welfare rights services are being cut. Cuts have been made to youth services, children's centers, voluntary services, libraries, community centers and many other services. At the same time, the mayor has money to hand over £10 million to Trave Lodge, which has recently announced profits of £122 million, to build another new hotel in the city centre. The council has had a vindictive approach to the voluntary sector. The Socialist Party was contacted by one mental health support organisation whose previously peppercorn rent has been hoisted from £1 a year to £10,000 a year. Labour in Leicester has an all-powerful elected city mayor and every council seat bar one Tory and one Lib Democrat. Socialist Party branches in Leicester decided we had to challenge those councillors who were doing the Tories' dirty work. So we are standing against the mayor and intense elected seats. The mayor takes home over £70,000 a year and has a special responsibility allowance on top of £60,047. Elected public representatives should not be cut off from the living standards of the people they are meant to represent. If elected, I pledge to only take the average wage of a skilled worker in Leicester, donating the majority of the rest of the salary to the fight back against austerity and capitalism. We are standing on a platform of using the more than £100 million in usable reserves and borrowing power to set a no-cuts budget. This could create time to build a mass campaign to force the money needed from the government. We have recent experience of how a campaign that involves trades unions and thousands of local people can win. Socialist Party members played a prominent role in the Save Glenfield Children's Heart Centre campaign, which was victorious in reversing NHS England's decision. We could do the same with council services.